For Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you, I get excited every time I think about Him and His love. And what have we been talking about lately?
Love.
The love of God. Praise the Lord. Amen. You know, now this past week, we got a hold of a book and it was offered and we got a hold of it. And it's by Rick Renner. Anybody know who Rick Renner is? And the title of the book is How to Keep Your Head on Straight in a World Gone Crazy. Isn't that where we're living right now? Do I have to look very far to understand that the world's gone crazy? But the Bible gives us specific instructions on how to keep our head on straight. That gets me excited, praise the Lord. And it's something, listen, it's something we all can do, praise the Lord. And listen, we understand that things are happening, and things are happening fast, and the enemy is out there, and he is got a short time. So, I mean, there's all kinds of evil happening. But, praise God, as we stand on the Word of God, it doesn't have to come nigh us.
Amen.
And we get to go out there and take back from the enemy territory that he's trying to take from us. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Well, did you bring your Bible with you this week? Well, stand up. You can't do this sitting down. Hallelujah. Wave it big. If you don't have one with you, see if there's one in the pew right there in front of you. Praise God. Wave this big. Hallelujah. This is my Bible.
This is my Bible.
It is God speaking to me.
It's God speaking to me.
I can do what it says I can do.
I can do what it says I can do.
I can have what it says I can have.
I can have what it says I can have.
For I am who it says I am.
For I am who it says I am.
Today I'm a believer.
I'm not a doubter.
I do believe.
I do believe.
I will receive.
I will receive.
Absolutely everything.
Absolutely everything.
That God has for me today.
God has for me today.
For the Word of God.
For the Word of God.
Is final authority.
Is final authority.
In my life.
In my life.
And it gives me hope.
And it gives me hope.
In Him.
In Him.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Glory to God.
Amen.
I'm telling you, praise God, getting excited. And I don't know where I'm going to go, because all week long I was thinking, well, I know where I'm going. And listen, if you didn't get last week's message, if you weren't here and you didn't hear, as soon as it gets out there and gets on the internet, keep checking, get it. Because I'm going to have to go back and listen to it to know what I said. It was one of those type services. I'm telling you, we started out, and I started reading my introduction, and I didn't, I barely got through the introduction last week. But God was just moving, and God was just meeting needs, and so on and so forth. Praise God. But listen, we need to understand one thing. Making the love walk the priority. Amen? What does the Bible say in 1 Corinthians 13:13? It says, God is love. Now I'm reviewing, and I'm going to review it fast. I'm going to fly through this. So if you can't follow along, write scriptures down and go back and refer to them later. 1 Corinthians 13:13 says, now abideth faith, hope, love, these three. But the greatest of these is love. Amen? We're without excuse because Romans 5:5 in the NLT says, and this hope will not lead to disappointment, for we know how dearly God loves us because He's given us the Holy Spirit to fill our hearts with His love. Hallelujah. We've got the Holy Spirit, praise God, on the inside of us, and the Holy Spirit fills our heart with God's love. We can't do what God is asking us to do in our own love. In fact, I'm gonna jump ahead a little bit of myself, but I got to thinking about this past week. You know what the Bible says over in Genesis? It says, let us make man in our own image. Didn't it? And so he made man in his own image. And so what I want you to see is he made man in his own image. And very important. Now, what does the Bible say God is? God is love, isn't it? That's what we're talking about. God is love. Now, if we're made in the image of God, what's inside of us? If we accept Him? Love. But here's the thing. He made man. Adam had the love of God on the inside of him. He had to have. You know why? Because God was fellowshipping with him. And love doesn't fellowship with unbelief. Love doesn't fellowship with sin. God won't fellowship with unbelief. God won't fellowship with sin. And so he put in Adam, if he's created in the image of God, God is love. He put in Adam that love. But Adam messed up, didn't he? He marred that. And Adam lost that love. Think about it. Adam lost that love. And God had to find a way to get that love back on the inside of us. And he did. He found a way in Jesus Christ. Amen. But all from the beginning, the love of God. God put the love out there, and God created man and put the love, put his own love in there so he could fellowship with it. Amen. Praise the Lord. Galatians 5:6 says this in the New King James Version. For in Christ Jesus neither circumcision nor uncircumcision availeth anything, but faith working through love. You know, some people wonder, why is my faith not working? Well, Brother Hagin used to say, if my faith is not working, he said, check up on your love life. He wasn't talking about your love life in the natural. He's talking about check up on your love life in terms of your relationship with the Lord. See, if you got your relationship with the Lord right, your relationships in the natural will be right too. If your relationship is not right with the Lord, then it keeps the relationships that we have between one another from being right. It's just that simple. I mean, it's the Word of God. Hallelujah. What is important is, and the NLT says it this way, what is important is faith expressing itself in love. The Passion Translation says, all that matters now is living in the faith that is activated and brought to perfection by love. Your faith is perfected by the love of God that's on the inside of you. Think about that. Your faith is perfected by the love you walk in. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I'm just hurrying on through here. And I know I'm reviewing a lot, but I need to because some didn't, haven't heard it. The Passion Translation says this way, all that matters now is living in the faith that is activated and brought to perfection by love. 1 John 3:11-14 in the Passion Translation says, the beautiful message you've heard right from the start is that we should walk in self-sacrificing love towards one another. We should not be like Cain who yielded to the evil one and brutally murdered his own brother, Abel. And why did he murder him? Because his own actions were evil and his brothers were righteous. If you don't have love in your heart, your actions are going to be evil. It's just that simple. Now, love, God has filled us with his love, and it's not automatically we're going to walk in the love of God. You have to choose to walk in the love of God. You have to choose to look down on the inside of you and to walk out of that love. Because listen, if you ever have anybody come up against you and say something to you, or one of the things I have to watch myself on, I'll just tell you where I'm coming from, is somebody cuts me off out there in traffic. I want to get out of love just as fast as I can. Because I'd like to do one of these. You can't do it, though. You've got to let that love down here come up. And I'm watching that. And you know what? God's helping me. And so when that comes up, you know what I'm saying? Okay, Lord, I just bless him. Send him someone. Get a laborer across his path. And let him know about Jesus. I'm just claiming that soul for you, Jesus. Now, he may be a believer. He may not. And if he's a believer, he needs to activate that love on the inside of him. Amen? Praise the Lord. I'm telling you, God is so good. Because of his actions were evil and his brothers were righteous. So don't be shocked, beloved brothers and sisters, if you experience the world's hatred. Listen. You've got the love of God. If you're a believer, you've got God's love shed abroad in your heart. The world won't have it. The world doesn't like it right now. In fact, do you realize what the liberals are trying to do in this country right now? They're trying to come against the church. They're trying to come against what God stands for. And they're trying to say, you can't do that anymore. They're trying to make us conform to what they want. But you know what? The love of God won't conform. The love of God in you will do what it's supposed to do. It'll push back. It'll push back in the name of Jesus. You've got the authority of the name of Jesus. You've got the blood of Jesus, and you can push back with the love of God. Listen, I've got news for you. They think they're going to win. They're so self-deceived that they think they're going to win. I've got news for you. We've already won. It doesn't matter what comes against us. It doesn't matter what Satan tries to throw at us. He said, we already win. Can any of this separate us from the love of God? Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The love of God. Praise God. I'm telling you, we need to live from the inside out. Yes, we're living in a world and things come against us. Things in the natural. And we walk through certain things. I mean, the enemy puts up things and roadblocks, and he puts up things that would tear us down and keep us from having victory. But I want you to know something, praise God. If you'll look down in here, you've already got the victory because the love of God has already got it for you. Victory is yours in Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. We have been translated into His love. Praise God. Spiritual death into spiritual life because of the love, because we love the family of believers. Now, a loveless life remains spiritually dead. 1 John 4:7-11 in the Passion Translation says this: those who are loved by God, let His love continually pour from you to one another. Because God is love. Everyone who loves is fathered by God and experiences an intimate knowledge of Him. I like that, the way that says that. Everyone who is loved by who loves is fathered by God. God is your Father. God is your Father. The one who is loved is your Father. And experiences an intimate knowledge of Him. The light of God's love shines within us when He sent His matchless Son into the world so that you might live through Him. Who do we live through now? We live through Him. It's not our love, praise God. It's His love coming through, and we live through Him. And actually, I'll say this: we live through Him, and He lives through us. We've become one with Him. Hallelujah! If we've been born again, praise God. That love makes us one with Him. So we live in Him, through Him, and He lives through us. His love is going to be reaching the world through us. This is love. He loved us long before we loved Him. It was His love, not ours. He proved it by sending His Son to be the pleasing sacrificial offering to take away our sins. Delightfully loved ones, if He loved us with such tremendous love, then loving one another should be our way of life. Every believer, the way of life, praise God, ought to be love.
Amen.
Christianity is not a religion. It's a way of life. Christianity is born out of the love of God. And that love is our way of life. Glory to God. And when we look at that, and I'll tell you something. And I don't know, I'm going to be revisiting some of this that I heard this past week. But listen, we ought to be every 10 minutes thinking about God at least. Putting God on every thought, praise God. You know what? Because it stirs up that love. It keeps that love alive on the inside of us. The Bible says to pray without ceasing. We ought not go very long without praying. Now, praying is not something that has to be very long. You can pray God, Father, I just thank You that You love me. I thank You, Lord God, for Your presence. I thank You, Lord God, that You protect me. You're worshiping Him and praying at the same time. Think about it. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. God's love for us is the foundation for the love walk. It is God's message for the church age. We get to enjoy the love of God. And listen, no other age before us got to enjoy it. But God, through the Holy Spirit, put His love down on the inside of us. That's what Adam had. And God wanted it to return inside of us. And when we accept Jesus as Lord and Savior, it does, praise God, because we can now have pure fellowship with Him. Without His love, we couldn't do that. Sin cannot get in the presence of God. Glory to God. Love one another is the evidence of our... loving one another is one of the evidences of our salvation. 1 John 3:14 says, "We know that we have passed from death to life because we love the brethren. He who does not love his brother abides in death." Did you hear that? It doesn't say that he who does not love his brother, you know, had death upon him. No, he said he abided. You know what it means to abide? It means he lives in death. You know, there are believers that have the Holy Ghost and the love of God down on the inside, but they're not living in love, and they're still abiding in death. You know how I know? Because listen to their mouth. He says in the Word, "I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore you choose life." We as believers are constantly choosing. Every day we get to choose whether or not we're going to walk in this love walk. Every day we have to choose. It's not something we make a choice one time and it's all over and everything's automatic thereafter. Oh, that would be nice if it were. But I have to choose to love. Because I'm telling you, there's an enemy out there that doesn't love me, and he's coming against me in any way he can. And the same thing with you. He wants to steal, kill, and destroy. But when you begin to realize, praise God, that God put on the inside of you the love of God, He put in there, praise God, His very nature, praise God, it means that if when you look on the inside first and you react from the inside, praise God, in that love, it means you come out on top. Hallelujah. Every time you come out on top, glory to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. John 13:34-35 in the NLT says this: "So now I'm giving you a new commandment. Love each other just as I have loved you. You should love each other. Your love for one another will prove to the world that you are my disciples." How's the world going to know that you were His disciples? Because we're walking in love. You know what the world's waiting for? When the world is waiting for us to hit them back. Because that's the way the world operates. And when you don't, it just stops and calls. The love of God will protect you. I think about David Wilkerson, and you've heard the story, and crossing the switchblade, he went to New York City in the game, and there was Nicky Cruz. Never forget it. I mean, this is so real. And David was talking to Nicky about the love of God, talking about being a Christian, coming to know Him. And Nicky wasn't having anything of it. And he had his knife out. And David Wilkerson said, "Listen, you can cut me into 1,000 pieces if you want to, but every piece is going to say, I love you." And to hear David's story about it, or Nicky's story about it, he said, "I was trying to get that knife to move. And it wouldn't move. The love of God stopped him cold." I'm telling you, God, the love of God stops the enemy flat out. Amen. I get excited about things like that. Praise the Lord. Because I know, praise God, if I walk in that love, it just protects me. Glory to God. The threefold relationship in the love walk. Love for the Lord, love for others, and love for yourself. Matthew 22:35-40 says this: "Then one of them, a lawyer, asked him a question, testing him and saying, 'Teacher, which is the great commandment in the law?' Jesus said to him, 'You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. And the second one is like unto it: you shall love your neighbor as yourself.'" Love for God, love for neighbor, and love for yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Matthew 19:16-22 in the Message says it. Another day a man stopped Jesus and asked, "Teacher, what good thing must I do to have eternal life?" Jesus said, "Why do you question me about what's good? God is the one who is good. If you want to enter the life of God, just do what he tells you." That's pretty simple, isn't it? Just do what God says. Oh, it would be great if every Christian would do that. The man asked, "What in particular?" Jesus said, "Don't murder. Don't commit adultery. Don't steal. Don't lie. Honor your father and mother. And love your neighbor as you do yourself." The young man said, "I've done all of that. What's left?" If you want to give it all you've got, Jesus replied, "Go sell your possessions and give everything to the poor. All your wealth will then be in heaven. Then come follow me." That was the last thing the young man expected to hear. And so, crestfallen, downhearted, he walked away. He was holding on tight to a lot of things, and he couldn't bear to let go. His love for self kept him from loving his neighbor. Do you love yourself more than you love your neighbor? I can't answer that question for you. You can only answer that. I'm telling you, now I know, praise God, I know most of you in here, and I, to some degree, but I know how you are. You're a believer, and you love the Lord, praise God, but there are times, praise God, that some people just get under your skin. Am I talking to anybody out there? You know, I'm so glad that 1 John 1:9 is in the Bible. If we sin, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we confess our sins, yes. Got to confess. And God will honor that. The young man said, "I've done all that from what's left." And so he went on and said, his love for self kept him from truly loving his neighbor. Love of self was his downfall. He loved himself and his possessions more than others. 1 Timothy 6:10 in the New King James says this, "For the love of money is the root of all evil." It didn't say money was the root of all evil. It said the love of money is the root of all evil. You can have all the money in the world and still not have enough, according to yourself. The love of money. Have all the money in the world. You can be wealthy and still have problems. The love of money. Or you can be in poverty and not have enough and be covetous. And not have enough to supply your own need. And coveting money. And it just stops. It stops the love from flowing. It's the love of money. You got it, and you don't have enough, or you don't have any, and you desire it so much, you've got to be careful. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. He couldn't see what Jesus had in mind for him. His self-image was in his self-image was in his possessions instead of who he was been in Christ. I'm trying to move on here a little bit because I want to get something new today. We're reviewing a little bit here. We love ourselves because we are new creatures in Christ. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new." Praise God. What's become new about you? Praise God. God took your sins out of your heart. Praise God. And he put the love of God back in there. Hallelujah. You as a person are brand new because you didn't have that love in there before when you accepted Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I'm a new creature in Christ. I didn't exist before. Glory to God. And as the righteousness of God, 2 Corinthians 5:21 in the Passion Translation says, "For God made the only one who did not know sin to become sin for us, that we who do not know righteousness, who did not know righteousness might become the righteousness of God through our union with him." And then the Bible says that we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, unto good works. Ephesians 2, 8 through 10 says this: For we are his workmanship, created unto Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. What are good works? I want to tell you, I can tell you what the good works are. Good works are the works you do in love. If you're not walking in love, you're not doing good works. You're doing your own works. And the Bible says your own works, your own righteousness is as filthy rags. Walking in the love of God, praise God, changes everything. You need to look in the Word until you find yourself. You need to mirror the Word. If you haven't found yourself in the Word, you're not looking in the right places. Find yourself in the Word means locating yourself in Him. God looks at your failures through the eyes of love. Many times when we're trying to locate ourselves, what we're thinking, we're coming under the condemnation. And the Bible says God is not the condemner. The evil one's the one condemning you. You try to look at yourself and go through the Word, and the devil says, Who do you think you are? You call yourself a Christian. Look what you just did. And you need to shout right back in, Yes, I'm a Christian, praise God. I love God, and if I've missed it, praise God, He'll forgive me. Glory to God. Now, Satan, you just take yours and get out of here. You just got to get that way with Him. Don't accept anything. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. They forget. Many Christians have an identity crisis. They have poor self-image. They forget that God's love loved them enough to put them in Christ Jesus. When you look at yourself in Christ Jesus, He put His love down in, so you need to see yourself of who you are in Christ. And when the devil starts to say, No, that's not who you are. Listen, look at what you do. You did. And you say, Who are you talking about, devil? That's not me. And the best example I can give you of that from the Word of God is the Apostle Paul. Remember who Paul was? He was Saul of Tarsus. He had the legal right, and he had the papers from the authorities to persecute Christians and to kill Christians. And he was on the road to Damascus, and he had papers there, and Stephen was on that road. God, he'd already had Stephen stoned, but God got a hold of him on the road to Damascus. And he said, Lord, he said, Why do you persecute me, Lord? And he said, Lord, who are you? I'm the one who's being persecuted. But this is what the Apostle Paul said later on. In 2 Corinthians, I think it's chapter 7, verse 2, he said, I've wronged no man. Wait a minute, I just caught the Apostle Paul in a lie. He had people murdered. Isn't that right? No. That was a different man. That was the old man. That was Saul of Tarsus. He became the Apostle Paul. The minute you become a new believer in Christ Jesus, I'm telling you, everything changes. You are a brand new creature that never existed before. And Paul said, I've wronged no man. And since he was a believer, became a believer, he hadn't wronged any man. So the devil can't put anything on you. You are a new creature in Christ Jesus. Praise God. That old man has died. It was buried with Jesus Christ on the cross. And we need to realize that. When the enemy comes at us and trying to cause us to think otherwise and trying to point his finger at us and condemn us, say, no. You can't condemn me. I'm a righteous man. I'm the righteousness of God in Christ. I'm in Christ Jesus. That's not me. That's not who I am. And you need to keep looking at yourself until you find yourself in Christ Jesus. And the devil said, What are you looking at? I'm looking at myself in Christ Jesus. Well, but look what you did. No, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. We got to keep looking. You got to look at the Word until you find yourself in Christ Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. They forget that God loved them enough to put them in Christ Jesus. This can be corrected by continually looking into the perfect law of liberty and receiving revelation of who they are from the Word of God. When we can accept the love and love ourselves, we are liberated to love others. Can I say that one again? That's pretty important. When we can accept and love ourselves, we are liberated to love others. You can't love anyone else if you're not loving yourself. If Satan is holding it over you and condemning you, you can't really truly love somebody else. That's why you got to look on the inside of you and let the love of God come through. The commandment to walk in love. Look at John 15, 12, and the New King James says this. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. God's commandment carries with them the enablement. Romans 5, 5, and this hope is not a disappointment, disappointing fantasy, because we can now experience the endless love of God cascading in our hearts through the Holy Spirit who lives in us. Now I want to get to this is a key verse for me, and it's out of the Passion Translation. I like the way it says it. Ephesians 3:17 in the Passion Translation says, then by constantly using your faith, the life of Christ will be released deep inside you, and the resting place of His love will become the very source and root of your life. I like that. The resting place of His love will become the very root and source of your life. Out of the inside of you, deep. He put that love down on a deep, and you need to look there. Praise God. And let that become the root and the source of your life. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. The source of your life. This is agape love, the God kind of love that gives us the capacity and ability and ability to love one another. We've already talked about the fact that man was made in the image of God. Praise the Lord. The Bible says God is spirit, and those who worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. 1 John 4:8 and amplified in the condensed version says, the one who does not love has not become acquainted with God, does not and never did know Him. For God is love. He is the originator of love, and it is an enduring attribute of His nature. Who is the originator of love? God. The love of God. You can't imitate it. It can't be imitated. Remember what we said. We talked. A couple weeks ago, we talked about the mustard seed, and the mustard seed cannot be contaminated. It cannot be cross-pollinated. It cannot be contaminated. I'm telling you, this love of God, it cannot be cross. You can't listen. It's either love God's love or it's not. There is no in between, and it won't mix with your love, because it cannot be contaminated. It won't mix. It won't. It just can't. And so what you do is you check up on your love life. And if you're not walking in love, praise God, you'll know that you're walking in your own love and not in the love of God. Amen. I'm telling you, praise God. This is the heart of the gospel right here. Praise God. Amen. It seems to me then that if Adam was created in His image, he must have had God's love in his spirit. But he lost it when he sinned. Now, I'm going to quote 2 Corinthians 5:17 again. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature, creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. God's word is clear. Once you come to Jesus, once you make Him Lord of your life, you become a new creation. The literal translation of this scripture says, you are a new species of being that never existed before. Just like a new baby that's born into the world. Did it have a previous life? It did not, did it? It's brand. I mean, it's got a blank slate. That's the way God made you when He created you in Christ. He gave you a blank slate. You never existed before. You're a brand new creation. And that's one of the reasons why the devil's trying to poke at you. He thinks he knows you because you're a brand new creature. But you're walking around in the old flesh, and he's trying to get at your flesh. Because when you became a new creature in Christ, did your flesh change? Did that old ugly face suddenly become beautiful? No, it didn't. I'm having some fun with you. Praise the Lord. I'm not calling you ugly. Praise God. But you get my point. When you became in Christ Jesus, you changed from the inside. Change comes from the inside out. Hallelujah. You're a new creature in Christ. And the devil's looking at the old man. And what you need to do when the devil's looking at the old man and trying to condemn you and so on and so forth, you need to say, no, listen, devil, I'm a new believer in Christ Jesus. I'm a new creature in Christ. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And you keep quoting the Word. You keep looking at the Word and finding out who you are in Christ Jesus. And you keep coming from the devil from the inside out. You're not strong enough to fight the devil in your flesh. Your mind will fold unless it's been renewed by the Word of God. And we need to go to the Word of God until we've got our minds renewed to the Word of God. Praise God. And it will never fold. I don't care how bad it looks. I don't care what you're going through. I don't care if it looks like you're going to lose. In Christ Jesus, you'll never lose. Because love, the Bible says, never fails. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. A new species of being that never existed before. And I'm quoting that part of the scripture that I like. And the resting place of His love will become the very source and root of your life. I want you to see that. The root of your life is to get the source of Jesus on the inside of you. Amen? Now, I got to give you this, and I'm trying to find a place to close. Well, I'm just about there anyway. I'm there. Give me about 5 more minutes. We'll finish. Galatians 5:22 and 23 says this: But the fruit produced by the Holy Spirit within you is divine love in all of its varied expressions. It's what? It is divine love. The fruit that is produced on the inside of you, praise God, is divine love. In all of its varied expressions. Joy that overflows, peace that subdues, patience that endures, kindness in action, a life full of virtue, faith that prevails, gentleness of heart, and strength of spirit. Never set the law above these qualities, for they are meant to be limitless. The love of God will do what? The divine love in all of its varied expressions. Joy that overflows. One of the ways you know you're walking in the love is if you're full of joy. And you determine whether you're full of joy or not. You determine, hallelujah, whether or not you're going to be. And listen, if your joy is running short, I'm going to tell you what you do. In fact, the Bible says that laughter is good like a medicine.
Amen.
And they've proven that medically. It changes the endorphins that your body produces. And it changes what happens in your brain. So you can go, oh, I'm so joyful. And you can start out. And you don't have to feel it. I'm telling you, you never have to be depressed. You never have to be left, you know, because all you can do is start out, ha, 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 and keep going until it just begins to flow out of you. Because it's in there, praise God. And you let it flow. And you let it flow, praise God, until it just runs over, praise God. Boils over, praise God. I don't care how you feel. You've got to push back the feeling. Because you know what? The Bible says we don't walk by what we see. We don't walk by what we feel. We walk by what we believe. And we believe the Word of God. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Never set the law above these qualities, for they are meant to be limitless. The joy of the Lord overflows. Peace that subdues, that comes out of love. See, when you got the love of God, you got just peace that, listen, did you hear what it said there? Peace that subdues. It'll subdue any fear. Anything coming against you, the peace of God. Just the joy of the Lord, the love of God, it produces that peace that will subdue. It'll stop it cold. It'll stop it cold every time. Glory to God. Let's look again here for more attributes. Hallelujah. Kindness in action. Oh, That's what we're talking about, kindness in action. You may not feel like being kind. Somebody may have just slapped you in the face, may have just done you wrong, and live. You want to give them peace of your mind because they deserve it. No, kindness in action doesn't do that. It looks down on the inside here, and it returns the love of God. You know, and we can look at Scripture and see how that's proved out. You'll remember Jesus? And that how the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the religious leaders, they hated him. One day, they were so mad at him that they were getting ready to just throw him over a cliff. You know what he did? He just walked off. That's what love will do. They can try to come at you, but you just walk off because you're letting that love control you. I know they may spit at your face. They may do all kinds of things. Listen. We're living in a world where those things are happening. We see it every day. We see it every day coming out of Washington, D.C. I don't know how, other than one thing. And I know our president is born again, and he loves the Lord, and he's a man of prayer. Now, I know he doesn't always say the right thing. I know and his words are not always pure words, but God protect him because he's a new creature in Christ Jesus. I don't know how he takes all that he takes. There's only one thing. It's because he chooses to let the love of God come through. Yeah, and I know he pushes back. But I don't see anybody else pushing back for him. He's standing up for what's right. He's standing up for belief. And listen, he's a young Christian and he's learning. By the time God gets through with him, he's going to be a dynamo for the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Now I want to wrap this up. Hallelujah. Faith that prevails, gentleness of heart, and strength of spirit. Never set the law above these qualities, for they are meant to be limitless. I'm telling you, the love of God and all of its qualities is limitless. Now, Matthew 6:10 says this: manifest your kingdom realm and cause your every purpose to be fulfilled on earth, just as it is fulfilled in heaven. That leads to some questions. Is there any fear in heaven? Jesus, in what is called the Lord's Prayer, in Matthew 6:10, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We're to pray that. Well, listen, we're to pray and let that work out. Is there any sickness in heaven? Is there any fear in heaven? Is there any depression in heaven? Is there any poverty in heaven? You won't find any of those. And we're to pray. Pray God, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. How can we do that? Because, praise God, we pray that way because this love that's down on the inside of us, the love of God on the inside of us, praise God, begins to well up and take over. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now, reading from the Passion Translation in conclusion, I want to read 1 Corinthians 4. Through 4:13, 4 through 8. I close with this. Love is large and incredibly patient. Love is gentle and consistently kind to all. Consistently kind to all. It refuses to be jealous when blessings come to someone else. Love does not brag about one's achievement, nor inflate its own importance. Love does not traffic in shame and disrespect, nor selfishly seek its own honor. Love is not easily irritated or quick to take offense. And the more you look into the Word of God, that's what you'll see.